If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you again today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we are thrilled beyond words at what God is doing for us as we begin our fabulous fall of 1975. Last Sunday on September the 7th, 645 people answered the roll call in our Sunday school. God added 35 new Sunday school members, 11 additions to our church, and some 4 believers were baptized into our fellowship. We praise God for this wonderful record in the very beginning of the new fall season. Perhaps you're looking for a place to worship God, to serve Him, to visit even this day. We give you a cordial invitation to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church has but one textbook, and that is the Bible. We believe you will agree with us that men have tried all areas and all things and all ways and have not found the solution to their problems. Further, I believe you would agree that God has the answer, that God has given us the Bible, 66 books in one great volume, that He has revealed Himself to us, that He has told us how to live and how to die and how to spend eternity. The vital issues of life are answered in the Word of God. So we invite you to bring the whole family today to study with us God's Word in the Sunday School Hour. The motto of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We are reaching the families with the Word of God in our community. And we believe God is pleased because the Bible teaches a family affair in worship. I believe it's God's will and God's plan for families to be together in the house of God. So we invite you and your family to come with us today in the Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock. Today is promotion day in our Sunday School and officially begins our fabulous fall of 75. We invite you to come and share with us in God's blessings in the Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock today. Our morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been designed to meet your spiritual needs. And again, we believe fellowship in God's house with God's people will strengthen your heart. You see, God has ordained Sunday, the Lord's Day, for worship. God has given you 6 days. And God demands this day, the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, for Himself. Why not decide now to put Christ and the church first in your life? The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." I recommend today, my friend, that you put Jesus Christ on the top of your list today. That you put Him first in your life, that you trust God, that you believe Him, that you take God at His word, and believe that what God has promised, He is able to do. Why, the Bible tells us that God will supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that God will supply strength sufficient for every day. The Bible tells us that God will be with us always. In the person of the Holy Spirit, He will never leave us nor forsake us. So we have these wonderful promises of God. And perhaps you are disappointed today, discouraged, despondent, in despair, ready to give up. My friend, I bid you, don't give up. Look up, for your hope is in God. The psalmist said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord." My friend, God wants to help you today. God wants to do something for your life. God wants to do something exciting and wonderful for you this day. And all you need to do is give Him a chance. I believe your coming to Worth Baptist Church today would be step number one in giving God a chance to do something in your life. Remember, we have a warm and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship the Lord, a friendly atmosphere. You'll find people welcoming you and people wanting you. We're here to help you. We care about you. We love you. We want to give you God's word and God's promise. So we invite you to come today to launch with us on this promotion day, our fabulous fall of 1975. We're looking forward in the next few weeks and months to begin our building program on our new 14-acre site just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820, adjoining the property of the Fort Worth State School. This promises to be a great move for Worth Baptist Church, and we hope that you'll be in prayer with us, that God will open the doors and meet the needs as we trust Him for it. But meanwhile, right here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you and your family to worship God, to get in on God's cycles of blessings by being in God's house today. In the meanwhile, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today. Perhaps you'd like some of the tapes of Worth Baptist Hour or any of the tapes that contain the messages that are preached at Worth Baptist Church. Write today and inquire how you may receive these tapes. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Keeping the Faith. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 6. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for Thy revealed word, the Bible. We thank Thee that Thou hast not been silent, but that Thou hast spoken to our hearts in the pages of this blessed book. Now, Heavenly Father, as this message fills the air, I pray for every listener, some who are troubled and some who are bereaved and some who are in sorrow, some who have undergone tragedy this week, some who today are facing difficult decisions and trying moments. I pray today that the Holy Spirit would bless them in this message, in this hour. And again, we pray for our senior citizens and those who are unable physically to be out and be in public worship today. I pray that this message would be truly a blessing to them. Warm their hearts and strengthen their bodies as they keep the faith. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now in 2 Timothy chapter 4, I begin reading at verse 6. Paul writes to young Timothy, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Keeping the faith. The keynote of Paul's message to young Timothy is found in these words, keep the faith. One of the most important words in the Bible is the word faith. In fact, faith is one of the most important words in all of life. Now, if you've worried about how to get faith, stop worrying. Chances are you already have it. You step out of the bed in the morning and put your feet on a floor that you trust, you have faith in, to hold you up. You take a drink of water, and you have faith to believe that all the contamination has been removed from that water. You sit down to breakfast, and you have faith that nobody has poisoned what you're going to eat. You stop at a service station. You don't have a can or any way to measure how much gasoline the attendant puts into your car, but you have faith in that business. You have faith in that attendant, and you have faith to believe that he'll put the amount of gas that shows on the register. You stop at the post office. You drop a letter in mail. That may be the most important letter you've ever written. That may be the premium for your life insurance. You don't know where that letter goes. You don't see who's going to handle it. But you have faith in the postal system to believe that that letter will be delivered to the proper place at the proper time. I repeat, you are living by faith in every area of your life. But the most important area is your faith in God. So I want to talk to you for just a few moments about keeping the faith. One thing you should never forget about faith, and that is this. Faith is like a boomerang. You begin using what faith you have, and that faith will come back to you in a greater measure. That's another way of saying, if you believe a little, you can believe a lot. If you have a little faith, it will become great faith. If you're willing to trust God for a moment, you can trust Him for an hour. You can trust Him for a day. You can trust Him for a week. You can trust Him for a month. You can trust Him for a year. You can trust Him for a lifetime. And my friend, beyond that, you can trust God for eternity. It all begins with one simple minute. You trust God this minute. And in the end, you can believe Him for all eternity. No one ever knew any more about the power of faith than the Apostle Paul. He learned to keep the faith. And he admonished young Timothy, whatever else you do, Timothy, keep the faith. Because the Apostle Paul kept the faith, his faith kept him. It kept him the day he was stoned and left for dead. His faith kept him the day that he stood before Felix, before Festus, and before Agrippa. His faith kept him the day that the ship sank in the Mediterranean Sea. His faith kept him those many days that he spent in the Roman prison. Paul's faith kept him that day that they led him to the executioner's block and cut off his head, because he wrote just a little while before he went, "I am ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." And at that moment, Paul's faith was keeping him. The same faith that Paul kept him. And I want to say to you, my friend, the same faith that you keep today will keep you tomorrow. Your faith will keep you in the hour of temptation. Paul tells us that there hath no temptation taken us, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Your faith will keep you in the hour of discouragement. Why, the psalmist said, "I looked on my left hand, and there was no man to help me. I looked to my right, and no man cared for my soul." Then the psalmist said, "I looked upward toward God." And the psalmist's faith in God kept him in the most difficult hours of his life. Your faith that you're keeping today will keep you in the time of your weakness. Remember, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:10, "When I am weak, then I am strong." Paul's faith kept him, and your faith will keep you. My friend, one of these days you're coming down to cross the river of death. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So I want to tell you now that the faith that you have in God, the faith that you have in the Bible, the faith that you have in Jesus Christ, the faith that you are keeping today will keep you when you come to the crossing of the river of death. And you can say with the psalmist, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My friend, your faith that you have in your heart right now will keep you in the hour of death. I read a statement the other day that not only put me to thinking, but it literally shocked me. And that statement was this: every person who has ever achieved greatness has had to fight the temptation to commit suicide. Now, that's something to think about, isn't it? In other words, that statement says, before men really reached the apex, the zenith of their greatness, they had a temptation to end their lives. Well, perhaps you've never come to such an extreme as this, and I trust that you haven't. But all of us at one time or another have wrestled with a temptation to give up. And I want to say to you, when you feel tempted to give up, there are three things that you should do. Number one, when you are tempted to give up, look back and remember the times that you have won the victory. The second thing that I would admonish you to do when you feel tempted to give up is to remember that though life has a way of pulling you down, there is a stronger force in life to hold you up, and that force is none other than God. Then a third thing you should do when you feel tempted to end it all or to give up, remember this. Remember what faith has done for other people. Why, the Bible is replete with examples of what faith did for other people. Read the great faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, and remember, God is no respecter of persons. And what God has done for those in days gone by, God will do for you if you'll keep your faith, if you'll believe in Him, if you'll trust Him. Some of you may be asking right now, but what will keeping the faith do for me? Well, I suggest that your keeping your faith in God will do three things. Number one, if you keep the faith, you can move mountains out of your life. Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you could say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Now, my friend, there may be many mountains in your path. There's the mountain of fear. All of us are fearful of something. Don't think you're the only person in the world who is afraid. Many, many hundreds and thousands and millions of people are afraid. But remember this, the Bible says, perfect love casteth out fear. And Jesus said we should fear no man. The only one whom we ought to fear is God Himself. So, my friend, if the mountain of fear is in your way, if you have faith in God, that mountain of fear can be removed. Maybe yours is a mountain of discouragement. Maybe yours is a mountain of problems and financial difficulties. Again, the faith that you have in God will enable you to overcome. At God's own appointed time and in God's own way, if you keep the faith, God will remove the mountains from your life. It's just as simple as believing what God says. Do you really believe the Bible? Do you believe every word of the Bible? Do you believe what God said He's able to do? Well then, my friend, you have no reason to fear. You have no reason to fret. You have no reason to be frustrated. You have no reason to worry and to be anxious. Paul said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And the God of peace will keep your heart and give you understanding in your soul as to what you ought to do. My friend, God is able to keep you. God is able to give you peace. God is able to help you remove the mountain in your life today by your keeping the faith. Then the second thing I would say that keeping the faith will do for you, if you keep the faith, you can transform your life. Now, I don't know what kind of an appraisal you have of your own life. I don't know how you rate your own life, but I do know this. God wants you to be the best, and God wants you to have the best. God wants you to reach that maximum that He has for your life. And my friend, if you have faith in God, if you believe what God says, and God said He would supply all of your needs, then you can transform your life by your simple faith in what God has promised. All you need to do is exercise that faith, believe what God said, take God at His word, and you can transform your life. Then there's a third thing in closing that I would say to you that your keeping the faith will do for your life. If you keep the faith, you can win the victory over the world. We read in 1 John 5:4, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." There's no power in all the world like the power of God. And there's only one way to appropriate and to receive God's power and God's promise, and that is by believing what God said. Let me give you those words again from 1 John 5:4. "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." God wants you to have faith in order that you might live an overcoming, victorious, triumphant, happy, and productive Christian life. God doesn't want you to be in the doldrums. God doesn't want you to simply get by. God wants you to have the best of everything. And you can have the best by putting your faith, your dependence, your confidence in God. I have this footnote to my message, and I shall be through. If you feel you have lost your faith, there's plenty more faith where that came from. And the best place to find it is right by your radio this moment. Simply pray and ask God to rekindle in your heart the flame and the fire of faith. And right now, God can work a miracle for you. God can do something wonderful and exciting for you right now if you will simply trust Him and believe His wonderful word. As we leave the broadcast today, once again, we invite you to come and share with us in the good things of the Lord here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We shall look forward to seeing you today in our services. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.